Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll Host,
Dr. Rhoda Zion Alali. I'm a board-certified registered nurse and a board-certified health physicist. And I am a scholar in resident at Columbia University in New York City in the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education, which is located in the prestigious Teachers College at 120 Broadway Street, right in Manhattan. And we're so excited to come to you tonight on the eve of the festivities, or I should say, the day after the award ceremonies that were convened in Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, at the beautiful Pittsburgh International Airport Marriott Hotel. We were one of the keynote speakers there yesterday for the opiate crisis in response to the White House forum on the opioid crisis in the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in trouble in our nation. I learned so much yesterday from this police department and the medical doctors and the community paramedics and the point strategists that were there directing intervention in the community. And I tell you, Dr. B was there. We were totally blown away. Some of our colleagues from Washington, D.C. were there, from the University of the District of Columbia, North Carolina Central, University of Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon. There were legislative officials there from all over the state and all over the city. And it was well attended, and we were totally blown away because one of the central themes that the legislators, in particular Dr. Flynn, brought to this conference was on trauma education. And they are taking a whole different approach to drug crimes and drug addiction. And I want to speak a little bit on that tonight. But before we get into the conference, I want to just take this opportunity to give thanks. Thanks for my life. Thanks for Pastor Jonathan Hill, the engineer and archangel of this show, who has been faithful to bring us to the world for the last, it'll be 3 years in August, who untiringly seeks information to support us in our quest to reduce our exposure to air and radiation toxins, because we know 6 out of 10 houses are absolutely too toxic to live in, and 1 in 3 Americans, children included, have either disease of the blood vessel or disease of the heart. And that's what the Cleveland Clinic is saying, and that's what the Environmental Protection Agency is saying. And so I'll tell the world that I am guilty. I'm guilty of having enough love and grace. Martin Luther King said it like this. He said, only when you find something that you're willing to die for, can you then start to live? He was in Memphis trying to help the sanitation workers get equal rights and equal pay when they assassinated him. But as he stood on the balcony of the Lorraine Hotel, he asked the nation this question. He said, the question is, if we don't stop to help these people, the question is not what will happen to us. The question is what will happen to them. In the face of this national call to action, a nationwide call to action, to promote healthy homes and empower consumers with a strategy to reduce their exposure, question becomes, what will happen to them? Every generation with sustained levels of exposure to chemicals is altering our DNA. Where will we be and what will we become in the decades ahead? Will we all be born with cancer? Because that is a probable reality. But I just want to stop. Today, a matter of 3 hours ago, I was in the midst of danger. My very life, Dr. B's very life, the life of my sister, and the life of my great niece was passing before us because we looked up and we were 2 miles, maybe a mile, maybe a half a mile away from a serious tornado funnel. We could see the funnel, and we were on the highway. And the alarm started going off on the radio. You know how they make that sound? Running. Running. Take shelter. You are in a tornado zone. Marker 83 to marker 87. And here we were. We had just entered into marker 87, mile marker 87. And there was sunshine above us. And then dark clouds started setting on top of the lights. And we could look north. We were going southbound. We were going west, rather. We could look north, due north, and we saw the funnel. We saw darkness, as I've never seen darkness in the middle of the day. The funnel formed right in front of us. We tried to speed up to get out of this marker zone. They was telling everybody, take shelter. The tornado is going to hit between marker 83 and marker 87. And here we were. We were just entered marker 87 in that zone. And we began to pray. And my mind went back to St. John 15, where Jesus was on the Sea of Galilee, and the storm, the Word of God says, by reason of the sea, the storm arose, and we feared for our life because there was nowhere to go. There was no trench. We were in flat land. There was no trench to get in so we could lie low. It was pouring down rain. There was just a bridge ahead of us, and it was loaded with cars on both sides, so we couldn't even get under a structure like that. And then with the way that wind was blowing, we feared that that would not be enough to break that tornado. And we didn't know what was going to happen, so we continued to try to go faster and faster. I was going 90 miles an hour, and that thing was coming right out toward us. And I began to pray, Jesus! Jesus! And I remember St. John 15, and I began to speak to the storm and say, peace be still. You will not come nigh our dwelling. Peace be still. You are not going to come and hit us. Peace be still in the name Lord Jesus. And then I said, Gabriel, Sharoni, I started calling on the angels. Gabriel, Sharoni, come and sustain us. And there was a shift. All of a sudden, this funnel disconnected from the earth, and it began to rise above us, and it was coming due toward us, and it got maybe a half a mile away, and it turned and went due north. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we serve a real God, and today we saw the manifestation of his power and his reign in the earth as we were set in the storm. We were in the pathway of the tornado.
and it turned and went north and began to rise above the earth. We had no visibility. The rain, this wind chill was just flooded. We was just praying and pleading the blood of Jesus and asking God for mercy, being covered with just massive rain on a highway, and we didn't even know where we were in the road. It was really amazing. Doc, you want to give your testimony?
I just thank the Lord that we're still in the land of the living.
Dr. B said she thanks the Lord because she was in the back seat praying. She said she thanks the Lord that we're still in the land of the living. And so I just want to offer a praise of thanksgiving before this show begins. For those of you that are listening, if you're breathing tonight, it's because you are a sacred love to God. The very fact that you have breath means he has favored you and anointed you and equipped you to receive the essence of his glory. He is the air we breathe. This is a scientific fact. If you lose the ability to take one breath of air, your life ends in that nanosecond. And so his grace abounds to you every day that you can walk, talk, learn, and engage. So consider yourself highly favored and take the grace of the breath, the gift of breathing, and use it to bless people and not curse them. Praise people and not oppress them. Lift people and not destroy them. And even if they're talking about you and trying to bring you asunder, bless those that persecute you and say all manners of evil against you. Because then you can engage not just forgiveness, not just the zone of forgiveness, but the quantum of forgiveness. Then your life becomes life-changing. It is so amazing, it's so phenomenal to have seen how God intervened in the storm for us today. And so, Father God, we come before you in the name, Lord Jesus, asking you, look upon us. If there be anything in us that has frustrated you, that has violated your covenant with humanity, that has displeased you, forgive us of our transgressions and offenses toward you, precious Holy Spirit. Because you called us the beloved. You gave your only begotten Son for us in this season of resurrection morning. We are reminded that your love is such that your only begotten Son bore our sins on the cross that we might have not just a life, but a life of great victory. We come with thanksgiving, thanking you that you are God over the storm. Thanking you that you turned that storm from us. Thanking you for your love for us. Thanking you for your faithfulness to sustain us and keep us. We are so grateful to be alive. We are so grateful to breathe the essence of your Shekinah glory. You are the air we breathe. And we thank you for our going out and our coming in. We praise you for our going out and our coming in. We thank you for our going out, our travels to Pittsburgh, and our travels in returning to the Midwest en route to the nation's capital. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for sending the angels to protect us today.
In the name, Lord Jesus, we receive your grace with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
The conference yesterday was off of the record. For those of you that were in attendance, the registration was for free. The magnitude and the caliber of people that they brought to that conference, you would have had to pay about $400 to get in a scientific conference equal to what was provided for us yesterday. Yesterday I was a keynote speaker, and I talked about the influence of environmental toxins on the opioid crisis. And I was able to share with medical doctors in this, from the Veterans Administration Hospital and from the University of Pittsburgh, and there were a number of other places that were there. We were able to talk and share this model that we have, the Healthy Smart Home model, and the process by which we do a Healthy Smart Home evaluation. And they were totally blown away because I tested two medical doctors. One of them dealt with the community drug rehab program. The other one dealt with sleep studies and talked about how opiates affected your ability to have deep sleep and your ability to have dreams. It almost makes it non-existent. But this is what was crazy that we learned about the opiates. Most people get addicted to opiates because they have surgery or they have bone pain or joint pain that is really severe. This is what is crazy. When you start taking those opiates, the oxycodones, tablets, eventually it's like they erode the pain center and they themselves produce pain. Isn't that crazy? In other words, they make your pain more severe, so you need more to deal with your pain. That sounds almost diabolical. And that's why there's a massive hook. And these people are in such insane pain that it makes them forget their entire value system. They sell their children. They sell their children's food. Some of them prostitute their children to get these drugs. I'm not just talking about their daughters. I'm talking about their sons also. And Pittsburgh is doing something that I have not seen modeled anywhere else in the United States. They didn't lean on the medical community. They didn't lean on the nursing community. They went to paramedics because there are so many drug overdoses that paramedics have to carry Narcan now. And as you know, as you may know, Narcan reverses the effects of opiates. People that are near death, when you hit them with Narcan, it depends on what level they are, but it can help to reverse that effect and stabilize and sustain their life. And usually when the 911 call comes in for somebody that has overdosed on an opiate, when they go in, the first thing they do is hit them with Narcan and ask the questions later because they don't know where they are in the cycle of shutting down their organs. And we have a real crisis here. This opiate epidemic, Pennsylvania now exceeds Ohio, which has the worst opiate epidemic and overdose in the nation. It did. But it's only April now. And Pennsylvania has had over 81 drug overdoses since January 1st. That's the highest in the nation. And this was what was so amazing. They said, we realize that traumatic children, children with trauma,
are not able to engage adulthood. They're not able to mature. They're not able to self-sustain, self-manage, self-preserve. And so because they get frustrated in the learning curve, because they get frustrated in the growing cycle, and because they're saddled with so much shame and disgrace, because they started using these drugs, some of them was using it for pain management. The opiates made the pain get worse. Now they can't get out of the cycle of pain. Because they were using it, or because maybe they heard that it was so good, they had a lot of emotional pain. You'd be surprised. The statistics show that 9 out of 10 women in America will experience some type of sexual assault, sexual molestation, or rape before the age of 18. It used to be unheard of that boys would be sodomized or sustain any type of sexual assault. But there's so much craziness in the world that now their numbers are 8 out of 10 before the age of 18. We used to not hear any public discussion about bestiology. Bestiality. That's people having sex with animals. But it's now become a national epidemic, especially in the state of Florida. People having sex with dogs. In the state of Ohio, people having sex with sheep. That's where syphilis came from. That spiral cheek came from men having sex with sheep. What's going on? We have to talk about these chemicals, the manganese, the hydrogen sulfate, the styrene, the chromium that's coming out of the manufacturing of these plastics. Talk about electromagnetic frequencies, because we have known since the 1800s that it causes sustained inflammation. Technically speaking, medically speaking, angiitis and hyperreactive vasculitis. All of these children living on computers since they were 3 and 4, and now they're 20, 21, needing pacemakers. And so we gave a demonstration to these medical doctors. We turned the conference room into a bedroom, a makeshift bedroom. We took a corner at the front of the class on the left side of the projector. We simulated that this is your bedroom. It had a light fixture on the wall. A lot of people have light fixtures to the side of their bed. It had a switch to turn the light on and off. And it had a plug. We told these medical doctors, this is your bedroom. In Europe, they believe that if you have cancer, insomnia, if you have headaches, brain tumors, glaucoma, retinal bleeding, these diseases can be associated with your head, aneurysm, blood clots in the brain, cysts in the brain. They believe those diseases can be associated with sleeping with your head within 3 feet of a wall. We plugged in the meter, a Setzer meter. It measures microsurge static in the wall. It says on the back of the meter that less than 25 is good, more than 50 is undesirable. It was created by Dave Setzer, Professor Emeritus of Electrical Engineering at the University of California, Berkeley, and also at Michigan State University in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And when we plugged it in, that meter read 1800 to 1979. 1,800 to 1,979. We had those doctors touch the wall. All of them became imbalanced. We had them touch that wall for 10 seconds, and that static absorbed in their body, and all of their hearts, their eyes, their pancreas. Both of them had on glasses, their glasses. All of that became static charge, charged with electromagnetic static. It created an imbalance in their body, and their glasses had carried such a high static charge that it knocked their body out. It reduced the energy in their body and made their eyes carry a radioactive charge. One, the first doctor that we tested, he was so sensitive that he just put his fingers in front of his eyeball. And the eye had picked up so much static that it knocked his body out. And we said to them, this is a missing link because we already have the codes. They didn't even know we had environmental codes. We were able to show them. We have a whole section in these international classification of diseases and diagnoses. We have a whole section called the environmental codes. We have a whole series on codes that talk about electromagnetic static. And we told them this static demineralizes the body of magnesium and iodine in particular, that is essential to balance the theta wave, your center of emotion, and your alpha wave. And it is a scientific fact that the National Institute of Health archived that people with neuropsychoses and psychosomatic disorders, when that surge is above 200, it can create sustained and a manic state of depression called bipolar. They were in shock. You're talking about jaw dropping. And they said, we've never considered this. I said, we can't afford not to consider it now. Because if everybody's crazy, who will raise the next generation? If everybody is screaming, hollering, cussing, damning, kicking their little small children with their cowboy boots. These children are suffering abuse at the hand of their mother and father in ways that are unthinkable. And it has nothing to do with socioeconomic status. Because I lived in Washington, D.C., in Upper Northwest, in the upscale buildings with the rich. And I had to jump on this man's back because he was trying to kidnap his own son from the wife so she could take the child away. And these people driving Mercedes and probably making over $300,000 a year living in this building. I'm telling you, down the street in Bethesda, Maryland, a lady came home early, found her husband in her bedroom with some other woman, took her Mercedes, ran him and her down the street, and wrapped the Mercedes around a tree. The news wants to report that all this craziness happens in poor neighborhoods. No, it doesn't. Cannot believe in one of the wealthiest communities in Ohio, Mason, Ohio. We had a young, prosperous family in our church. And the children woke up one morning. The father left. The mother couldn't find him. She left, and they were left, and the neighbors took these kids in and processed them as foster children. This is in a rich neighborhood of $300,000 homes. These kids were abandoned by their parents. And you've heard the stories. Billionaires waking up in their mansions. And they're crazy, insane, and they kill the wife and kill the children. Or drive them off a cliff. Or do other crazy stuff. California, husband and wife with 13 kids, chained to their bed, given water and nutrients. What's going on? And they said, Dr. Lally, we want to talk to you about this model. Because we've considered everything and we don't have environmental enhancement or mitigation or manipulation as a protocol. But we can see clearly that we need it. And when we were able to present to the doctor from the VA hospital, we said, sir, what is good for the military ought to be good for soldiers living as civilians in our community. They've done their time. And on the base, this microsurge is monitored. On the naval bases, they have meters in every room that tell them what the microsurge is, what the electrostatic surge is every minute of the day. Because on those combat battleships, it is a must-know information. It is a must-know because of the ammunition and the fuel that they're carrying for into war zones. If that EMF is high, it can ignite an explosion on these ships. And when we show him, I said, these meters were developed by the nuclear engineers of the Army. And what's they're now accessible to us for us to safeguard our families because high static in your house can take your life. And when that doctor that did the sleep study said, we don't have anything. We have an environmental component, but that environmental component says, is the mattress conducive to sleep? You got a good mattress. Is the light on? Is there some kind of animal making noise in your room? It has nothing to do with the indoor air and radiation toxins. And I said, sir, we've done several homes, and I know we have at least five people that were on CPAP machines that don't need them anymore. The solar nanotechnologies that we developed were never engineered to treat, diagnose, or prevent disease. But this is what we found. When you mitigate and lower air and radiation toxins in your bedroom, in your home, your body can rebalance, it can renew, it can restore you. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and it will do just that. I was able to visit my sister while I was in the Midwest, and I can remember we traveled together. She brought along her CPAP machine. And she looked like that little monster that was on something that was a family show. It had a little girl on there. And he was from some kind of planet. I forget what it is. But she was up there. She looked like she was in a gas mask. I said, how do you sleep with that thing at night? She said, it's very uncomfortable. That was about 10 years ago. She's been in and out of my frequency in her home, and she hasn't slept in a sleep apnea machine I know in 5 years. And so I have seen so many people. You stabilize the environment, you reduce the microsurge, you reduce the electrostatic, which can cause swelling in your lungs, swelling of the blood vessel, and decrease your ability to offload carbon dioxide and your ability to take in air. Well, if you stop the assault in the environment, that heals. And so we are just so grateful. We are so grateful for having the opportunity to share in that event. And Canada, we want you to know we
We were trying to coordinate to bring you in live, and we weren't able to work with an evening hour, and there were so many people there, and it kind of didn't, it would not have been conducive to trying to pipe you in live, but we want to do something special because Elder Clark, he wants to recognize you in a very special way, and so we might have to do our own celebration in Canada because we want you to know we appreciate the labors of love, all the hard work that you've done, and so it's just been phenomenal. It's just been phenomenal. So I want to open up the lines tonight. We're sitting here in the rain where we are, still in the aftermath of this tornado. To give people an opportunity, if you want to give thanks tonight, just share a testimony of thanksgiving for something you're grateful for, or share your testimony or your story. And by the way, we saw one of the professors whose wife had battled cancer, and we did their house a year ago. She was practically bedbound. She was so weak. She was crawling up and down the steps. She could not do her exercises. And she was there looking brilliant, beautiful, radiant. She looked 25 years younger, and he was there looking tall, dark, and handsome. And we were so grateful that she was able to come with him. And he shared a little bit of his testimony about how having a bioharmonized home took away the assault till his wife could heal and be strong. And a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, we visited her. She said, "Doc, I can drop it like it's hot." She started doing squats and that her friend come back to her. So, anybody want to share? Go ahead.
Yes, this is Minister Parker. I want to give honor to God who is ahead of my life. I want to give honor to you, woman of God, for inventing this product and Pastor Hill, because I am the person that's in Waldorf, Maryland, and literally almost lost my life.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, my son had one of these $500,000 houses, and I guess the Lord sent me down here really to rescue my family. I got to really get his attention, but I was the one that went to the hospital. My whole body was drained. They had this beautiful room in the basement, new house built from the ground. I stayed down there 2 or 3 weeks, and I couldn't hardly breathe. I couldn't even hardly get up the steps, and I was just bleeding so hard and hard, and eventually I ended up in the emergency ward.
Wow.
And they started telling me that I had water on my heart, and I had congestive heart failure, and, you know, and I didn't have no blood clots or nothing because I tried to take care of myself, you know. And the only thing really saved me, Pastor Hill sent me them batteries.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, I had to put them batteries on my feet, my head, my blood pressures were shooting. I could not get my blood pressure down to save my life. And so I literally was a walking dead person. I would go out, I couldn't get no air in my lungs. When I would walk even a half a block, my whole body was aching. And I was like, I wasn't like this when I left Chicago. And I'm telling you, my whole body ached that I wanted to cry. And I kept saying, well, what's wrong with me? I wasn't like that until I got to D.C. And I'm telling you, I've been here 2 months. And Pastor Hill sent me them batteries. I put them on my feet. I taped them to my feet. I taped them to my cell phone. I got out of the basement, went to the third level, began to open up the windows for fresh air because I literally couldn't breathe. And so I am truly, truly want to be a part of your team. I know ministers and pastors around the world. And all these houses over here in D.C. and Maryland, they need to be checked. These people got this radiation. Nobody don't know what it's about. It's an African-American community. And I'm telling you, it's affecting the household. And I know, because I'm telling you, it affected me from my head to my toe. I literally, it wasn't enough for the grace of God and the mercy and the blessing, praying the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That
and
he saved
me. I know exactly where geographically. We have 4 houses in that area, and they all had the same testimony you had. Mm. We had a bishop build a $700,000 home. She moved in that home. She wasn't in it 6 months. She had two heart attacks, developed a stroke, developed diabetes. And the day we went to survey the house, she became listless and lifeless, and we had to carry her to the emergency room. And they had to keep her for 3 days for everything you're talking about.
I'm telling and you, and I knew it was the house.
Yeah, because we work with licensed bound and insured electricians. We brought the electrician in to have her electric panel audited. They said this house should have never passed an occupancy permit. They brought the electric in through the master bedroom.
Ooh.
And it created the highest apex of surge and vibration in her master bedroom.
Wow.
And he told her, you have a lawsuit against the county and the builder because you never should have got an occupancy permit for this house. And down
I guarantee all these houses are like that. I guarantee every last one of these houses they put this out. My son paid $500,000 for the house. They put it up in 3 months. And
I'm
all
trying
these
to tell you, honey.
Up like
I'm
that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you tell your son. I asked Pastor Hill to give you our number, and you can send me a text. Matter of fact, you can text me at 213.
Pastor Hill, you're going to send me, text me her number and everything because I want to talk to you.
We
want
to bring our electrician
to
your house because every
house. Yeah, I want you to bring that electrician to this house because it's really ridiculous. And now my son, he walking around with a limp. His wife was sick as a dog last weekend, and I keep trying to tell him, and they don't believe me, but I keep trying to tell him.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to send you a video from Canada because I work in Canada and I work in the United States. And we have an environmental health physicist from the farm from Canada. He was listening in. Hopefully, Mario, are you still here? Are you still in studio, Mario? He was in studio earlier.
Mario,
you here?
Still there. Yeah, he's there.
Okay, wonderful. Mario, share one of your many testimonies to this lady because he's a board certified health physicist in ionized radiation and in non-ionizing radiation. Give us some testimonies, Mario, because you've heard this story 1,000 times.
Okay, about what's happening on the farm?
Well, yes. I mean, you've had several people that couldn't walk, couldn't talk, and you and Rod balanced their houses. I mean, the lady with the brain tumor that was bedbound. You did her house, and the tumor disappeared. And now she's walking and resilient, yes.
That was the Rod's?
That was Rod. And then we did your farm. We did that farm. Those cattle was aggressive and mean. And we saw the cattle jump the 4-foot fence in front of our face. And we did that 8-hour simulation study on those animals, and they all chilled out. And the farmer said, leave that technology in wherever you put it at, because I've never seen my animals this contented. And all the many people you've helped with headaches and no energy, and even the house that your son, did he sell that house?
No, we're living in his house right now. Oh, no, you're talking about him. Okay.
Yes.
He did sell that.
Okay, wonderful. So this technology balances out, and we have all kind of mansions in Maryland that have this technology. So it's we have so many miracles. We have one of the famous editors of USA Today that was going blind. She had all those symptoms. Mm-hmm. And we went to her house. She was living in 400 BMUs of radiation, and you're not supposed to be exposed to more than 40. We balanced her house, and her sight came back to her in 1 week. And the hole closed in her eye in 6 weeks. So we have in that area, it's a lot of people with that same testimony. And so you need to get your house checked for radon immediately because that is a radiation zone 1 out in that area.
I would like to get a test tomorrow. because I'm still here, and I know the Lord sent me here. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes,
and
you
know what?
So, I mean, we can talk. When you call me, I want you to order a couple of meters because you need to test. They need continuous meter monitoring in that house. And you'll get the numbers, and then when you get the numbers, we know what to do. We know what kind of equipment, and we have grants for you. That area is eligible for a grant to get your house mitigated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, I want to talk to you tomorrow, and the other part of my testimony, Pastor Hill didn't even know this. Before, I couldn't walk a half a block. Now I can walk a mile and a half. I got that battery on my feet. Yep, I can walk a mile and a half. I can walk the. I'm telling you, I couldn't even walk a block and a half and get my son off the bus. That's how bad I was. I couldn't even breathe.
Wow.
My breath was leaving me. I had to pray morning, noon, and night.
I've been there.
Just to stay alive, because I believe my body disconnected out of my body, and I kept asking the Lord for favor, and I'm still here with this testimony, so I look forward to working with you, going to these classes and educating these people. I deal with over 600,000-700,000 of people in ministry. They need to know this information.
They need to know. Girl, you done got me and Dr. B so excited. She's sitting here with a big smile on her face.
I have a market.
We just got a letter from a lady that had a rare blood disorder. She was getting transfused with like 5 units of blood a month.
Mm.
We did her house maybe 2 years ago. All of that turned around in 6 weeks. And so she moved. She moved, and she didn't get in contact with us to come and move her stuff. And so finally she was healed. She was like you. She couldn't even walk 30 feet without having to sit down. And she was walking 3 miles. They moved her to a brand new building. And so she thought that it was supposed to be a green building with all this green technology. She thought she didn't need the technology.
Uh-huh.
She said she got sick within 2 months. She was sick. So she called us up and said, "Doc, please come and do our house." Her lab work was all had gone backwards. She just contacted me and she said, "I know it's only been 3 weeks since I had this technology put in my house, but I want you to know that I don't have to be transfused with 5 units this month. I'm being transfused. They don't know whether it's going to be 2 units or 3 units." She said, "But my strength has just leaked back to me." And we give you a whole house alkaline water system, bathing in the water. We enhance the oxygen, we enhance the alkali, so that you're bathing in a pH of 8 to 9. And it's
I know about alkaline water.
Yeah,
and it heals the body.
It heals. And it's amazing.
Yep,
I really appreciate this testimony and Pastor Hill being the king that he is. I tell you, he's a man of war. And he has, because of Pastor Hill and this radio show, we have reached coast to coast, from Chicago to L.A. to New York. We have people in Trump Towers where we sent them, and we've gone and we've mitigated their houses. And as a result of Pastor Hill, we have a child that has 600 seizures a day that is now 98% seizure free. She couldn't even do math, not even 1 + 1 = 2. She can do math now and pass the college entrance exam. She never made the honor roll in her life. 3 months after being having the house done, the girl made the AB honor roll for the rest, every AB honor roll for her senior year. We have a child that had a brain injury. She had 3 strokes before the age of 3 months. It said she would never walk, talk, or learn. She just penned her 15th book. Walking, talking, and learning, and 98% seizure free. That's some miracles for you to tell the world.
All right, woman of God, I got to get on my conference call, but I had to get on this call. I've been trying to get on this call for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Because I'm telling you, I was a walk-in dead person, but I know God sustained me. And I know I was here on a mission so I can help my family. And I was listening to what you're saying. If you get this knowledge and it's not for you, it's for the people that you know is in danger. This whole community is in danger. And I've been blowing the trumpet, and they act like they don't hear what I'm saying. Hey, I'm going to get them on the phone with you and get this house tested. And I guarantee you this radiation, this house is so high, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yes, because, see, you know, they put them houses up so fast, and they're compromised.
90 days. That's what they did.
They compromised. They don't care how they put that electricity in. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, half of it. We just did a house in North Carolina, an executive home with them $350,000 homes, and we brought the city inspector out there to inspect. Honey, it had half of the wiring.
You're right, because the other night I was laying in, the whole light system went down. Boom. I'm like, why are the lights going off? The lights stay down. This is the second time these lights went down. I said, something ain't right about this. This is an African-American community. They paid $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. My son paid over $500,000. I'm going to sue them. So we going to talk tomorrow?
Yes, because we work with the top nano electric specialists in Washington, D.C. We work with the top
companies. We're going to get them out here, because we're going to get all these 2,000 or 3,000 homes. And I got a lady in Virginia. They said a mother went to the hospital 3 times in 1 week. I said, is that house? She got a $650,000 house. I said, the same thing happened to her. So I got to go, woman of God. Thank you so much.
And
I want to get your number, and I'll call you first thing in the morning.
Okay.
So we can get this house tested. Keep up the good work, and God bless you, and may the angel keep you surrounded, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and continue to do God's work. All right,
ma'am.
God bless you. And we're going to do business together, too. Thank you so much, Pastor Hill.
We are.
All right, God bless you. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up the good work.
Good night. Anyone else with a testimony or praise report? Question? Well, this has been exciting to be able to share all this information. Pastor Hill, we love and celebrate you, and we thank you for being in our life and loving us and being our Black Panther, as they say, Wakanda forever. When you right the wrong of others, when you rise to love your families and your neighbors with a love that protects them and nurtures them and empowers them, to have the courage to, every single one of us was created by God to solve a problem in the earth. And when we solve that problem, it may be to right the wrong of our forefathers. It may be to heal the sick or feed the hungry. Whatever you're called to do, do it with all you know, all the love that you can manifest. And that's why, you know, for my enemies that want me to be guilty of something that is less than honorable, I say to you tonight, I am guilty. I'm guilty of being poisoned by a house. Instead of resolving my problem and sitting up twiddling my fingers and hitting the remote to watch another movie or another news clip, I'm guilty of getting on the computer and trying to figure out a way that I could heal my family and help somebody else along the way. And it was not easy. I was just going to heal my family and keep it moving. But a young woman named Brenda Mahoney had an upscale salon for the super rich, the billionaires in this country community, and they decorated her salon for her. It had upscale everything, something that would come out of a Dallas, Texas look. And I went there because she had some serious stylists in there, and I wanted my hair just right. And I shared with them the testimony of how God healed me from breast cancer with this technology. She said, what you going to do with it? I said, well, I'm healed, and I'm just going to keep it moving. She said, but what about the rest of us? I said, what do you mean, what about the rest of us? She said, 80% of the women coming through here, either they have breast cancer, their daughter has breast cancer, their mother has breast cancer, their auntie has breast cancer. She said, I have breast cancer in both breasts. I said, no way. She said, yes. She said, I will let you, your legacy, your service, right here in my salon, we can make a balanced clinic. You can do screening and help women understand how to make their environment safer. And we lost Brenda Mahoney, only lived maybe a couple years. But she gave me her salon to launch, which is a campaign that is now far-reaching beyond the borders of the United States. There's technology in the Caribbean. There's technology in Zimbabwe. There's technology in Tanzania. There's technology in Nigeria. There's technology in France. There's technology in Canada. God, there's technology in Iceland, of all places. An orthopedist had a woman that had a mass, a tumor. It was like an area where a horse had kicked her in her ribs, and he could not get this thing, this area, to, it had sustained inflammation. He could not get it to resolve. This is like 2 years. And I met them at a conference in Pittsburgh, and she said, Doc, I want to buy some technology. I said, well, listen, I'm going to donate this technology to you. I said, tell me if it works for this lady. What you're going to do is put it on a flashlight, because light increases the power of it about 100 times, the nanos. I said, just shine the light in that area. I heard back from this man. He said, you're not going to believe this. I called her in. We put it on a light. He said, in 20 minutes, that mass was 90% gone. I said, you've got to be kidding me. We have at least 3 other testimonies about people with masses, fluids, or whatever. You know, that was gone within minutes or even seconds. We had a gentleman that had a big cyst on his eye, and we put the nano on the light, stuck it on his eye, and I wish we would have taken a picture because it went away. We're talking 90 seconds, so it had to be just fluid. And I told him, I said, you must have had something that was clogging your lacrimal duct for that thing to have gone away that fast. We've had people use it on their dogs. Tumors have disappeared. It's been incredible. And so we have the opportunity to share this legacy with the world. Ladies and gentlemen, make a difference. Solve a problem so that others might live. And you will fulfill your purpose in the earth to be all the love you are, all the love you can be. Let no one take the love out of you. And let love be the source that motivates all of your giving and all of your sharing and everything that you do to make this world a better place. I'm out of here. This is Dr. Lally. Today I was saved from a tornado, and that's what I'm giving thanks about. Go forth and give thanks for the tornadoes. They may have not been physical tornadoes, but every single one of us has had a storm in our life of a tornado magnitude, and God was merciful. I'm giving thanks for the lady that shared her testimony, because the archangel of this radio show, Pastor Jonathan Hill, cared enough to say, here, try this electrical safety device. It's known to balance. It creates balance. And when your body is balanced, it's able to, it's strengthened to fight. And to hear this testimony, I am so excited about working with this lady. I'm out of here, Pastor Hill. Good night, everyone. I love and celebrate you all.
Good night, Dr. Good night, Nathan.